Welcome to the Ralph Moore Podcast. Gain the leadership advantage as Ralph pulls wisdom from his bag of over 50 years' experience in planting and leading multiplying churches. Our goal is to help you live as a leader you'd want to follow. You'll learn about making disciples and planting churches, but beyond that, you'll gain practical wisdom about subjects like how to manage your team, handling difficult people, pulling a congregation off a growth plateau, and even money management.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. This is part three of my interview with my very good friend, Josh Burnett, who has become a better friend because he's making my life so much easier. I'm retired now. I'm not pastoring. I'm a writer. And I'm taking tools that are made for you as a pastor or a Christian leader who's doing teaching a lot. And I'm kind of trying to stay away from that. I'm just writing a lot. And the tools have just, they've just saved me tons of time and made me more creative. It's incredible stuff that I'm able to produce that I wasn't before this. So enjoy this interview. I think it's going to change your life and change your life for the better if you're smart enough to leverage your time and use it. This is another AI tool that this one happens to be designed for pastors and Christian leaders. It's an amazing blessing to me.
When you first jump into Church.Tech, there's a 14-day trial, so you can try it for free. You'll have to put a credit card in, but that's just a thing that we put in place to basically protect against bots logging in and going crazy in the platform. So anyhow, when you first jump in, you'll land on this page, which is the sermon upload page. You can upload a sermon via audio file, video file. You can also upload via Vimeo, Dropbox, Google Drive, YouTube, and Resi. We've got some other really cool upload functionality coming here in the not too distant future. And then you can also upload by copy-pasting in your manuscript. Now, we say manuscript. Really what we mean is anything from an outline, which can be, about a half page bulleted, of hey, here's my central scripture and, controlling idea or however you articulate that. And you can paste that in all the way to a actual, manuscript. If you do full-fledged manuscripting, you can upload that. And I'll show you why that'll be important here in just a second. But once you upload it, you're going to land on the sermon page. And we have inside of here, this is our demo account. So there are thousands of sermons inside of here. Let me grab one that I uploaded. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. So I uploaded this sermon. I was doing a demo the other day. And what it's going to do when you upload a sermon, this was from a YouTube video. It's going to download the video into the platform. It's going to extract the audio from it so that we can create a podcast later. It's going to then transcribe the audio, and you'll get a transcript. So you can see all nice and neatly formatted here. Here's the whole transcript. And then it's going to create some standardized content. And that content is going to be three things. It's going to identify all the scriptures mentioned in the sermon. It's going to give you a summary and a condensed summary. In this case, this one actually did it backwards. We were playing around with models on some stuff here. So that's why it's a little messed up. But then it's going to create discipleship questions or discussion questions for your small groups. And you can create your own versions of these. You don't have to use ours, but we just standard generate some discipleship questions that are oriented in the way that I did it at Revolution, which is to ask a question about what was said about scripture, and then to ask an application question. And then in the middle here, we give a little bit of context for the small group leader who maybe hasn't heard the sermon yet or didn't listen as well as we would hope they they have. Just a little bit of realism in here in the context. you can regenerate these if you want. So you can say, hey, I didn't like this, or I wanted to talk about this portion of the sermon and it didn't. You can even just say, I just don't like this. It'll write a whole new one for you. So these are kind of the standard pieces. And then we're going to create YouTube chapters for you. So if you're posting your sermon on YouTube and you're not using YouTube chapters, you will get exponentially more views on your videos by simply copy-pasting these into the description of your YouTube video. I don't know why, but YouTube does not actually tell anybody about this. There's no like formatting for this. There should be. But basically what this does is if you copy paste this into your description of your YouTube video, it will If you've ever like been working on your car and you've found, you go on YouTube and you're looking for, you know, some sort of video example of how to do it, and you end up in the middle of the video, that's because that video has chapters in it. And so it's able to take you to the right spot where you wanted to go. YouTube optimizes their algorithm around videos that have chapters. And so, you know, if we're talking about everyday life and how the Bible applies to it, you're going to get a lot more people jumping into the middle of your sermon because they're struggling with a thing and they need parenting advice or marriage advice, or they need advice about how to be a good neighbor or something like that. And so anyhow, churches tell us that they see dramatic increases in the number of views that they get when they use chapters. Then we can create a podcast. So Ralph, feel free to be like, hey, you're getting too nitty gritty on this.
No, I want more of this. In fact, what you just said about chapters, I use chapters on YouTube, but I didn't realize this was in there. And you just ruined my afternoon. I know what I'm going to be doing today, the rest of the day.
Yeah. We need to create an AI agent to do that for you. Ralph, you've got so much content. I'll have to talk to the team and see if that's something we could ever do. I don't know if we could or not, but yeah. So, okay. So we pulled the audio out of your sermon. So if you upload a sermon, and it's just the video content of the sermon, you'll have, 30, 38, 45, however many minutes it is. But if you upload your whole service, we actually on that upload page give you little sliders so you can identify the sermon specifically. And so you're kind of trimming the sermon audio for us there. And we're actually working on some stuff right now that will identify the different elements of your service across the whole video and pull the sermon out for you. And anyhow, we'll do a bunch of cool stuff with that, of like recommending songs based on the kinds of songs you've been doing and stuff like that. But at any rate, for the podcast purposes, we've got the sermon audio here. And then if you have a bumper, if you have like an intro or something for the beginning and an outro at the end, you can upload that file, or we'll generate a script for you based on the content of that sermon. And then you can actually record that inside the platform. And once you've recorded audio, you can upload a, royalty-free, music to go under that audio. And our system will actually intelligently mix your intro audio, the music into like together, and then into the sermon, and then out of the sermon for an outro as well. So once you've got that done, you can export the podcast. And then if you have an RSS feed that you use, you can point your RSS feed at the URI that we create, or you can download it and upload it to whatever podcasting platform you use. Okay, so that's podcast. And then the next piece of this is pages. So in pages, what we've done is tried to give pastors the ability to create content based on the sermon rapidly and then be able to deliver it. So pages aren't just a content creation tool. They're actually a content creation and content delivery tool, and they're a tracking mechanism for how that content is being engaged with. And we're working on some really, really cool stuff on this front that will help church leaders understand how people are engaging with the content they're creating on pages and delivering via pages. So this is a standard template. You can actually create your own templates in this version of Church.Tech version 1. The template creator is a little bit frustrating, and you have to really know how to use it. So if you jump in here and you want to create your own templates, just reach out to our team. You can do that by clicking this little button down here and reaching out to our team. We've got training on it, but we'd be happy to walk alongside of you and help you create your own custom templates. But what this is going to do is it's going to create a page, and this one's almost done here. It's going to create a page that you can then go through and edit. And this is like our standard group guide page. And you're going to be able to take this and send it out using a link to all of your group leaders or group members or both. You can create different versions of this, like I said, that are, hey, this is the group leader guide. This is the group member guide. Maybe Zoom may be giving us a little trouble here on getting this done. Let's see here. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Sometimes when I'm broadcasting on Zoom, it actually won't flick over because of some Zoom functions. Okay. So this is just our standard guide. Remember, we've got the the summary from before. If you wanted to change this, you can pull in your other summary if you want. So you can just drop that in. It'll write an icebreaker. If you don't like that, we can write different icebreakers. There's all kinds of different choices in here, and it'll generate one kind of based on the content of your sermon as well as your selection there. Then your questions, and then it's going to pull in the video. This video was removed by the uploader. That's hilarious. That's from a pretty big church. Anyhow, that's weird, but it'll pull in your YouTube or Vimeo video, as well as give you a prayer, guided prayer experience. So the idea with this is that it actually gives you things to pray about that are attached to the flow of the sermon. So hopefully you're teaching people to pray through scripture together. So yeah, and then you can modify this however you want. So the images you can modify, you can drop other video in here. It's got all the standard text editing functionality and features, but then I can copy the page URL and paste it in. And this looks a little crazy on a computer screen because it's optimized for mobile, but now I've got our version of this group leader guide that I can text out or email out to all of our leaders. And, you know, maybe 10 minutes after the sermon's done being preached, all of our groups have the content that they need. And the beautiful part about this is once you've sent it out, you can see how many people have looked at it, how much time they've spent on that, how many link clicks. So if you put clickable links, and a lot of our churches are now doing like an announcement section and the group content, or they just make announcement pages and they put links in there, and it'll track the links back for you. And you can do this. If you look up here, the URL is page.church.tech, but we have the ability to do domain masking. So you can use your church's domain on this. So it's not, you know, we're not trying to be the hero. You don't need to text something out that says church.tech on it. You can text something out that says your church's, you know, can be groups.yourchurch's URL. So yeah, let's see here. Let me go back. Let's see, we were right here. Okay, so getting to the thing that that you were mentioning earlier, the playground, Ralph. So the playground is going to feel, if you've used any of the AI systems out there like ChatGPT or Claude, it's going to feel a lot more like that. But the difference here is you're using the context of whatever you've uploaded, your sermon or your outline, and you can take it and you can use it to enhance your outline. You can take your practice sermon. Like every time I preach now, I record myself practicing because I don't manuscript. And so I will, I'll take, you know, my outline and I'll preach. I'll just use a voice memo and I'll record it and I'll upload it to the platform. And then I'll come to the playground and I can refine, you know, my sermon from there. We also have, so I can prompt it however I want. So if I wanted to say, you know, what are the things that, you know, are gonna, you know, help me find an illustration, or what are the ways that this sermon will miss my audience and here's my audience, that type of thing. You know, and I can prompt it however I want. We also have these saved prompts. So these are prompts that we've kind of put our expertise into creating. And one of my favorite things to show off on this is the children's ministry creation tool. Were you going to say something, Ralph?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So now I'm taking this sermon and I'm translating it into children's ministry curriculum. So the cool thing about this is it's not just translating it at, you know, at like a third grade level or something like that. It is actually going through and formatting it into a children's ministry curriculum flow. And the beautiful thing is you can do this with, you can do this with an outline. So even if you just have an outline that you're like, yep, this is the text. Here are the points that I'm making. Here's a little bit of context. It can take that and actually actually go through and create children's ministry curriculum for you. Everything from an intro and welcome all the way down to take home content and everything. So once you're done with that, you can click, there's a button down here, and this one kind of cut off. I think we're having a little bit of an issue with one of our providers right now. But I can create a page out of this, and it'll pull all this over onto page. And let me show you Let me show you another. I think we already made kids content on this. Yeah. Okay. So here's kind of a full version of it, right? So here's my welcome and warm up, worship time with like links to YouTube videos of those songs, prayer, scripture reading, creative retelling of that scripture with a modern day application story, discussion questions, activity and craft, prayer time, take home materials. It's going through and really kind of making it, we like to say this is hopefully like 90% done for you, but if there's a part of it that you don't like, you can actually modify it, inside the platform, right? It's AI. So if you're like, I don't like this, I don't like this game, or this isn't contextualized for the modern day retelling of this scripture, it'll go through and rewrite it for you. And then you can click this create page, make any final edits you want to make, add your logo, add your branding, all of that stuff, and then text it out to all of your children's ministry volunteers. Or you can say, hey, now I need a first grade version of this, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. And it'll go through and contextualize that for you. And now you've got all the curriculum for all the age groups that you're using, and you're able to send that out.
So in a church like ours, where the churches I led, we were always trying to integrate the what was going on in the sermon on the weekend with what was going on in small groups. And I always met resistance from parents who did, what do we do with our kids? Do we hire a babysitter? Do we hire a babysitter on campus? Do we lock them in a back room, which is what most did, and let them watch stupid Disney movies that have a lot of witchcraft in it? Now you have given me a tool where, for one thing, now I have curriculum for free for my whole children's ministry. Yeah. And mom and dad, if they don't go to a small group, are going to be able to talk to their kids intelligently instead of going, hey, Johnny, what did you learn in Sunday school this morning? We're talking about the same thing. That's wonderful. But also now, to me, in a micro church attached to the church, where mom and dad are going to be able to bring their kids into it. And if they're older than 3 years old, there's going to be some connection going on. This is awesome. And I didn't know about this until just now. This is really something. I'm impressed.
Yeah. It's the ability to have an aligned teaching calendar across generations is something that is, is really hard to do up until, a year and a half, 2 years ago. Yeah. It was really hard to do. And now we can create content that you can be highly confident in is going to be really excellent. And it's 90% done for you. You still need to be the final edit, but yeah, it's way easier to edit something than it is to create it out of nothing. And so, we're able now to be able to help you jump in and like parent guide. So here's a parent guide based on the same sermon for how to talk about this throughout the week with your kids. And you can take this and make it into, as you were saying, Ralph, hey, I want a group guide that is inclusive of, the kids that we have in our families that are a part of this group. And now the kids can be a part of the discussion as well, or you can have somebody who goes and have a specific conversation with them. And yeah, there's just all kinds of ways that we can use AI to be able to. And the cool thing is it's not writing it absent of context. It's not just coming up with whatever it's coming up with. It's actually taking the content of the sermon and turning that into an age-appropriate version of it. Same thing with 5-day devotion. You can reinforce the sermon throughout the week. And we've got a bunch of really cool tools coming on this front as well. So, yeah. Yep.
It's amazing. As a writer, what I'm finding is that I take material that I've produced, it's my material, that has run through you, and I could just take those group leader guides, and I could batch them together. And basically, the way I would do it is now I'd start over. I'd take the group leader guide that came from my material, and mm-hmm. my material might be 7 years old. And now I'd turn the computer on and start talking to the computer, and I'd talk a manuscript into being, and then run it through AI again, run it through you guys again. And pretty much I got a book laying there waiting to be, final edited. It's an amazing tool. I've been using the Playground, because it's more specific than the summary. And so I've created my own parameters for descriptions that I want for YouTube. So I'm taking these old sermons or audio, YouTube won't accept audio, and I've attached a bunch of little Hawaii short video, 15-second to 1-minute clips to make it interesting, and captions. And then I've gone to you and uploaded it and got the transcript, done several other things with it. But I'm also now using it to help me with putting this thing together in a way that YouTube likes it. And then you just told me about the chapters. So now I got to go back and redo. I'm in the midst right now. I've got 61 talks from the book of Ephesians, and most of them I've uploaded to church.tech. And so now I'm going to go back and insert the chapters. I'm enthralled with what you guys have produced. And I'm hoping that people who are listening to this are really paying attention, because this is good stuff.
Man, I really appreciate that, Ralph. It's I love your creativity. You know, when we were in March in Florida together, you came up with this brilliant way of doing exactly what you just described in terms of being able to pull that in and create clips and you know, for social media and stuff like that. And I was like, man, this is so brilliant. We're actually working on a systemic solution to that so that it'll solve that problem for you and anybody else moving forward without having to, like, it'll pull in B-roll footage for you and apply it to the audio. So,
and you already have a clip function where if my sermon was video, and I uploaded it in video, you can spit it back to me already captioned. And I get, because I'll use this tool also, even though I'm putting it up in audio, I'll sometimes throw up the one that I made for video, which doesn't lend itself to those kind of clips. But then I'll go back and do some other things to it on my own. But if I have a video that I put up, then you give me 20 to 22 less than 60 second shorts that can go on TikTok or Instagram. They're good for everything. Tell us about that a little bit. That's a very powerful tool.
Yeah. So if you upload, you know, you upload your sermon or, you know, video content from, you know, if you own it and you've got video content from any other ministry, children's ministry, youth ministry, that type of thing, you can upload that video content, and then we'll turn it into clips. And so these clips are, there's a couple pieces of this. One, there's like a quick function for edits. So it'll zoom in on the face. It's like a kind of an AI camera crew that'll follow your face if you move a lot on stage, that type of thing. It's got some stuff that will help you get more people to stop scrolling on social media. So like there's like an intro effect that will capture attention. There's video pulse, so it'll zoom in and zoom out while the video is happening. Some of that stuff I get really frustrated with, because I'm like, we're kind of harming people by like the way we keep their attention at large on social, that the way social media tries to capture people's attention. But this is a way to like keep people engaged with sermons. And so we're like, okay, we can help, we can use those same tools for God's purposes. But you know, anyhow, some of that stuff annoys me, but it will also take the audio from your sermon. If you have like rough audio, that type of thing, a lot of like very smaller churches that are using their phone to record, you know, or something like that. This studio audio will make it sound like you've recorded it in a podcast studio. I mean, it's fantastic. And then you can jump into actually, editing it. Before I do that, I will say one thing. So we've got this little score over here on the right, and the score tells you effectively how likely this is to get more like views out of 100. So, and that score is comprised of three numbers. So one is like, how likely is this to go viral? How likely is this to see people, you know, watch all the way kind of to the end? And how likely is it to get people to stop and watch it? And so then we give you a composite score on that front. And so that kind of helps you know, like, hey, if we're trying to get engagement with this video, here's a good metric for it. So then you can come in here and you can do more intense editing. So you can change where the start and end of the clip is simply by clicking the transcript. So, you know, I can expand this clip now if I want to, or, you know, expand the intro. I can cut it shorter, that type of thing. I can translate this into a different language if I want to. So if you want to create multiple versions of the same clip. You have a multi-ethnic church multilingual church. You can do that as well. You can go in and do all kinds of different, like you can add in B-roll footage. You can do a lot of really cool stuff on that front. If there's a specific part that of the clip that maybe the face tracking is hard, it'll struggle a little bit if there's multiple faces on the screen at the same time. But you can come in here and really control that in a fine-tuned way very, very well. Like this is the best version of that on the market today as far as we understand it. And then you can change the captions, you can change animation for the captions, and you can also create your own templated version of clips so it just looks the same way every time, which is really helpful. You can add soundtracks into it, you can use sound effects and stuff like that. And then the beautiful thing, the thing that I love the most about this is when we first started doing this, the thing that was lacking was the ability to actually post this to social media in any kind of systemic way. And so we now have that capability. So when you click export, you can post this to social media. You can certainly download it. And if you already have a method for posting to social, you can use that. But we now have the ability to post to Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Now, the cool thing about this is it's going to be tempting to be like, yeah, okay, like, you know, just post the same thing on all of these platforms. Well, the captions that you put on these different platforms really do matter in terms of optimizing how many people actually see them. And so we can write your captions for you. You can choose kind of the tone, but these are ministry aligned prompts that are going to take the context of the clip and the sermon and write, let's say, a challenging caption. And this is optimized for views on Instagram. And if you come down here to YouTube, you can say, hey, write a challenging YouTube caption. And it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to optimize it for YouTube's SEO engine, or, you know, not SEO, but YouTube's algorithm for getting views. So, and then you can schedule it. So you just click schedule. We're going to give you recommended times for each platform. Those will be different for each platform. And then you can choose when you want it to be posted. You can edit the post, obviously, if you want to, over here, the description. And then you just connect all your accounts the first time you jump in to do this. And it's really simple and easy to now have a very sophisticated social media presence with very little effort comparative to doing this on your own.
And again, what you've done is you've given back time to a pastor. You've given our lives back. And at the same time, we're able to keep up with the best and the brightest of what's going on out there. Even if you're in a church of 50 people, especially if you're a bivocational pastor in a small church, these tools are magnificent.
Yeah, it's one of those things where as much as we probably wish that social media wasn't the front door of our, you know, churches, it really is. People are going to go online, they're going to watch your sermon, they're going to engage with your social before they show up on a, you know, Sunday or whenever you meet. And you know, this is a way to truly be able to engage more people more effectively. And we're evolving this as well to manage more than just clips. So we've got here, Zoom kind of messes with this as well, because it thinks that it's sensitive content. And so it won't sometimes show. So the first part of that is generating kind of images that have text on them from the sermon content, but we'll eventually roll this into a full-scale social media solution for every aspect of your church's social media.
Now, one of the things about the transformation that has happened is that by putting your stuff out on social media, there's a filtering process that goes on. Some people aren't going to come to your church. Who shouldn't? Who would be a waste of your time? And a waste of their time. And we've always felt like, you know, I use my book, Let Go of the Ring, as a tool. We give it to people who are new in the church. And I'd point them to the funny pictures from when we were back in the hippie days. And that'd get them in the book. But then they'd either decide they liked us and they wanted to join the mission, or they thought we were, in most cases, if they didn't come back, it was because they thought we were too missional and they wanted to be entertained and we weren't into doing that. And so I think that with the, as much as everybody decries social media, I think that there's some real power there. One of the things is that people can stalk you before they come, and then they can decide not to come, and you're not going to get in a fight 6 months later with somebody over something wrong. The other thing that, and this doesn't so much apply to our discussion, but I know a lady who's pastoring 11,000 people on TikTok, and she meets with them for an hour a day, 5 days a week, and she meets an hour and a half on Thursday nights. And she will apologize to you and say, oh, there's 11,000 subscribers, but there's never more than 2,000 at one time. And it's like, what? 2,000? And you're apologizing.
That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
So I know another guy that I'm coaching that is a pastor in Florida, and African-American guy. And he's just now hit his 10 millionth download or whatever, I guess, view on YouTube. You know, YouTube is mammoth, and to be able to expand the footprint of a church, you know, back around the turn of the century, around the year 2000, we decided that we're going to do an online service. And this is before Zoom. It's before people had smartphones. It's 4 years before the advent of the smartphone. So we had this four camera set up. We had a room with people running a switcher live. But then we had a bank of telephones so people could call in so it could become interactive. We had to do all of that to create what's available. I mean, if you're in a church of 50 people and all you got is an iPhone sitting there, and now you have come along to enhance it in this way, I think it's beautiful. And, you know, I've always been one to love technology. And sometimes as I got older, one of the frustrations that I had was I'd come into staff meeting with ideas and the young guys would shoot them down. And it was more out of fear. And I think I think some of the people listening to us right now are feeling skeptical of everything that they've just heard because of fear, because somebody told them that AI is dangerous and all of that. It's just there's opportunities abounding. This is like better than the advent of the internet. Life is going to get better for you if you let it get better. And you guys have provided a wonderful tool for making life better for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph. It's a pleasure to be able to serve. I mean, I've said this to you a bunch, but every day I wake up and I think, how do I get to do this? Like, how is it that I get to wake up and solve problems that I had as a pastor for other pastors? And it is like the greatest joy of my life to hear anybody say, oh, this like really helps us, you know?
I love it.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe and check his blog at ralphmoore.net.